Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
That's Sir Elton bringing us back 17th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rob Jollis is here. Rob's our good friend, longtime brain trust member. Jollis.com, two L's there. He's the author of Why People Don't Believe You. That's his new book. Also, The Way of the Road Warrior, many others. You can find them in his book. His Blarticle is his registered trademark Blarticle. Only Rob would come up with that. You can find them there too. Rob, thanks again for being here. You were talking, and we went to the break as we move into to more about how to grab and hold our people we're talking to, whether it's one or a thousand. And you were talking about the genius of Paul Harvey's pause. And a pause on the radio, which is where Paul Harvey made his living, a pause on the radio is powerful. But it's got to stop short of dead air, though, right? Right? I mean, and when you're talking to people in face-to-face, virtually or otherwise, the pause is powerful, but it can't become dead air. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. But I'll tell you where Zoom bails us out a little bit. And first of all, let's be clear. You are right. We can't overuse it. It's one of many techniques. So let's pause there and make sure that lands. But where Zoom helps us, where a virtual conversation helps us, is when we're on the phone or on the radio and I can't see you, Jim, and you pause, I honestly don't know if we've been disconnected.
That's the dead air thing.
But when I am looking at my client in the eye and I can see them moving, or they can see me moving and grab my chin and lean in, I can supplement that with some physical moves so they know I'm still here. I'm not frozen. We haven't lost our signal. So I think we get a little bit more of a break than Paul did because we're visually being seen. But that said, let's not overuse it. There are, in one of my books, I think I have at this point, 45 different ways to sustain interest. Pausing is one of them. Slowing our voice down, as I just did, is one of them. Telling anecdotal stories is one of them, but that's what Paul did also. He would tell a story. He would take a little known or forgotten fact, and in a very creative and masterful way, he would tell that story and hold your attention. And Jim, I think we can do that when we're communicating and selling or speaking with our clients. Rather than just dump a figure that you really want to land on that client's shoulders, why not bring it up in a more creative way? Bring it up in a story. Bring it up without just hitting the punchline right out of the gate. Draw them in. Make them never forget that point that you're about to make. And that's what Paul Harvey did.
One of the things that I think would help you is something I've been doing for my whole life, and I call it wait 3 seconds. When you're a type A double D personality, you know, when somebody's talking, when they're telling you something, you know, you're developing you're thinking of what you want to say. And sometimes you think they're through talking, but they're really not through talking. And so I developed this little technique of waiting 3 seconds, meaning even if I think they're done and I'm going to wait 3 seconds and I'm going to look thoughtful, I'm going to have a thoughtful look on my face. And by waiting 3 seconds, that, because most people don't, if they're not talking in 3 seconds, they're done. And then you can talk, but if you've got that thoughtful look on your face, that tells them, A, you're listening to them, and B, they want to pay attention. What's he going to say now? That's the effect that you're talking about, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah, you got it. And see, that's what I mean in terms of what we can't do between right now in this call is I can't see your thoughtful face.
Yeah.
But this is where all of a sudden now, when we're WebExing, Zooming, whatever platform you're using, yes, and pay attention to what Jim just said, because he's not just staring at the screen. You have to, like an actor, develop a move that says, wow, That's big. Let me pause on that for a moment. You know where that also works, Jim? It works when we ask a question.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've had to train speakers who are asking somebody a question and saying, okay, so I think we've got that. What do you all think? Good. Then let's move, because the brain is going way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people are kind of processing what you said. So if you ask a question to a client, and it's an important question, don't be uncomfortable with a pause there as well, because mm-hmm. they may very well be processing. And if you wait 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds on a question now, a lot of times you're going to hear them go, yeah, I got one thing. And I don't know about you, Jim, but boy, one of the greatest blessings I can get from a client is a question to me.
Oh, yeah.
So don't run through that pause stop sign. Let them mm-hmm. process too.
Well, and the pause, the positioning of the pause, the location of it is really important. You don't want to pause at the end of a sentence because, again, they'll think you're through. But the people who do it the best, I tell you somebody who used to, if you want to see the best pauses, Ed, what was his name on the Tonight Show? Why can't I say his last name? You know who I'm talking about. Ed McMahon, he was a master of the pause. If you ever remember any of his work, like commercials or whatever, he was a master at the pause, and it was always he would always pause at the right time, and when he would and it would be that kind of a pause, right in the middle of the sentence, and it would only be for like 1.5 seconds maximum, nothing, just enough so you know it was a pause. We're gonna talk some more with the pause master, Mr. What's his name, Rob Jolliss? Yeah, that guy. Jolliss.com is the website.
Ed McMahon's buddy.
Ed McMahon's buddy, exactly. They're old friends. Check it out, folks. And don't forget to check out his Blarticle, his trademarked Blarticle. After the break, we'll be right back with Rob. I'm Jim Blassing, Game Stevens.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.